welcome. This is the County of Oswego Industrial Development Agency's public hearing for the Nine Mile Point Nuclear Station LLC project. Due to the COVID-19 emergency and state and federal bans on large meetings or gatherings, and pursuant to the Governor's Executive Order 202.1 issued on March 12, 2020, suspending the open meetings law, this public hearing is being held electronically via telephone conference call. I will now read a project description. Nine Mile Point Nuclear Station submitted an application to the agency on or about May 29, 2020, a copy of which is on file at the office of the agency, requesting that the agency undertake a project consisting of A, the acquisition by the agency of a leasehold interest in certain parcels in one, certain parcels of land totaling collectively 900 acres, all located at 348 Lake Road in the town of Scriba, County of Oswego, New York State. A2, the existing two operating reactor units, including buildings, structures, personal property, equipment, improvements, and an independent spent fuel storage installation on the land, collectively relating to and supporting the continued production of electricity from nuclear fuel. B, the granting of certain financial assistance in the form of an exemption from real property taxes. And C, the lease of the project facility by the agency pursuant to a lease agreement and the sublease of the project facility back to the company and Long Island Lighting Company pursuant to a sublease agreement. The company will be the operator of the project facility. So that completes the project description. Are there any questions or comments?
Kevin, this is Pete Schwartz. I would just offer the clarification that in the draft IDA documents, the project description was modified slightly to eliminate a redundancy relative to the IDA action of acquiring a leasehold interest in the project property and subleasing it. I don't think that that represents a substantive difference. It's merely the elimination of one reference to leasing.
Thank you, Pete. Noted. I think I'm reading the description I read is from an earlier version, as you probably have realized.
This is Kevin Caracoli, and Pete or Maria or Rich, I suppose, can probably confirm this, as they likely participated or at least listened in on each of the public hearings. But it is my understanding that all three taxing jurisdictions have now adopted approving resolutions that recognize the role of the IDA in entering into a pilot agreement with the company, and all three taxing jurisdictions support that. I know for a fact, as I participated in the town of Scriba's, believe that the county adopted their resolution last Thursday, the 11th, and the school district met, and at least it was reported that they adopted their resolution on June 17th, shortly before the Scriba meeting. But is that your understanding too, company representatives?
Kevin, this is Pete. I would confirm that, and it's our understanding that all of the approvals were unanimous, if that matters.
Yeah. There was one abstention in the town of Scriba, but that's the town supervisor is an employee of the company and felt it was best to not participate in the vote. But that's good to know that there was unanimity for this, I will say, a very good deal for community, and you know, it's a very just a good result all the way around. And I personally want to thank the company and the company representative for their role in negotiating this this deal. It took quite a bit. We condensed and many months into a couple of days, but it got done, and I certainly know that the folks in Scriba are extremely grateful for the efforts of the company and wholeheartedly support the IDA's involvement in this matter.
Are there any other questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. So meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.